And welcome to Open Mic. I can't get my intro to work, but you're tuned into Open Mic. I'm your host, Varian. And if you're unfamiliar with my show, it's the show for the next hour. I'll be playing some variety music and sort of doing a little bit of talk radio, and as well as just kind of coming in to hang out and showing what music I can find in the CGSF archive this week. But in the outset of our programming this week, I'd like to acknowledge that CGSF broadcasts atop Burning Mountain on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwikum, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. Welcome to my show. Last night I did some big climbing up, check out some different boulders out in the Cypress Bowl area. I never realized that there's like so many very accessible like rock climbing kind of bouldering spots so close to us, because I've only been outdoor climbing a couple times and I went to Squamish mostly. But me and a friend packed into a van. I've also once again very graciously borrowed a crash pad from Ulterior Studios, who hosts like the Balancing Act stuff. Which allows us to like go and do these things with the safety of knowing that I won't crash and break a hip. But went over and tried our best to climb some boulders. It's pretty difficult out in Cyprus. A lot of the boulders are like V3 and above. So me and my friend David really struggled, but we gave it our best try. Climbed up some super steep, some steep kind of bike trails in just flip-flops, thinking that we were so smart to just bring flip-flops so we could take on and off our climbing shoes. Funny enough, for those who know me personally, I'm the kid in class with the peanut allergy, and so we were stuck on a boulder called the Peanut for a really long time, which was like this V1 right off the trail. Really funny-looking boulder, but none of us could climb it, so for the time being, it'll have to be my peanut allergy, that boulder, that project, while I work on it. Anyways, on to some quick music here. For my first track this week, I've got a song by Hugh Soul called Wasting Time here on CGSF 90.1 FM.
Wasting time, filling space, walking round until my body aches, just waiting for you to get home, so I can call you, so I can see you, so I can hold you. Moving free without a plan, leave my footprints in the sand. Is it possible? Possible? I'm afraid I'm escaping, hoping nothing will break me. Leave a mark in my own hand. Is it possible? Possible? Wasting time, filling space, walking round until my body aches, just waiting for you to get home, so I can call you, so I can see you, so I can hold you.
We'll be right back.
Like a Monk by Rami Gabriel here on CGSF 90.1 FM. That song, I kind of picked it just because it kind of gives me a bit of like a Talking Heads, you know, style of vocals and vibe. In terms at least with like that vocal effects on the lead singer's microphone there. I'm going to go to a quick show promo here. Enjoy this little show promo. And when we come back, we'll be back with Heavy Dive Desvio. Desvio here on CGSF 90.1 FM.
Trolling college music so you don't have to. No loyalties, no orthodoxy. Keeping it real, dumb, and organic since 2019. Tune into Home of Burnaby Rock with John on Fridays from 6 to 8 p.m.
And welcome back. That was from a Canadian band, Heavy Dive. Kind of a cool, like, little Canadian shoegaze band. It's funny, I feel like a lot of shoegaze bands take after the dive, what do you call it, prefix, suffix? I'm thinking, like, slow dive, and there's another dive I'm thinking of in my head that other kind of post-rocky and, like, shoegaze-related band, but really cool music. I really like that. At home, we've been, me and my girlfriend have been, rewatching all the Star Wars movies, because it's been sort of like, we just got, like, a Disney Plus account, thanks to Dad. Shouts out Dad. And I kind of never realized, like, you know, the amount of, CGI in the remastered versions of, like, the classic Star Wars movies. I mean, I think I probably haven't seen them since I was a child, but we've been kind of watching them in a pretty cursed watch order, I'll admit it to all the Star Wars purists out there. But we watched, like, episode one, like, The Phantom Menace first, and then we watched A New Hope. So we watched episode one and then four,